Good evening, everyone. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board's Finance Committee, the National Finance Committee, or NFC. We believe we have a quorum. I'm going to ask the Secretary, R. Paul Martin, to take the roll.
Okay. Please answer up when you hear your name. One second. Pardon me. There may be something for people to talk about in the roll call. Chris Corey. Chris Corey, are you here? No reply. Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Here.
Kamau Harris. Kamau Harris.
I think Kamau needs the phone number, so.
Yeah, I saw that a few minutes ago. So yep. Somebody needs to send him the phone number.
Yeah.
Julie Hewitt.
Oh, I'm here.
Kim Kaufman. No reply from anybody. R. Paul Martin here. James McFadden.
Here. I saw the email. I think
Sean. Okay, please let me do the roll call. We can be orderly on things. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Howdy, I'm here.
James Sagerton. James, if you're talking.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was muted. I'm here.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here.
You're here. Susan Young.
Susan Young here. And let me note that Kim Kaufman was, I believe, removed from the roster.
Susan.
We'll probably cover that.
Yeah.
Let's cover that later. Okay. Let's just take a strict roll call.
Okay.
Thank you,
so what we have here is we have seven, and that is a quorum.
Very good. Okay. So now we need to I would normally be reading the agenda at this point, but as I said, I don't have one because I've been just busy for the last few days trying to make this move. So let's talk about that. I believe we – hopefully, I didn't hear, R. Paul, you calling for whether Stephanie was here or Arthur. Is there anyone else here? Fred,
you
Stephanie,
know,
or Arthur?
They're not members. The roll call is from members.
Grace,
so
Aaron,
okay. Call. Forgot if they're here.
Grace Aaron is present.
Yes, this is Grace.
Okay, well, I think we'll get to that in a moment as well. But I was just wondering, in terms of the agenda, is that Stephanie?
Yes, Stephanie's here.
Hi, Stephanie. Stephanie, should we put the National Office budget on the agenda? I leave it to you.
No, nor the Archon, only because we have some other financial issues that I wanted to discuss with the Finance Committee that I think sort of take precedence.
Very good. We had talked about discussing the National Office budget tonight, but that's okay. That's why I'm asking you if we should or we shouldn't. So, would you like to suggest some items for the agenda then, Stephanie?
I know I don't think we have a closed session plan. I'm not too sure.
We do.
We do. Okay, we need to discuss
okay, well, if it's a closed session item, we'll talk about it when we get there. We'll make an agenda at that point. Anything for the open session, Stephanie?
No.
Okay, good. Anyone else? We were thinking about talking about the National Office budget. What about the financials, Stephanie?
I do have the financials as far as cash on hand at the division and aged payables.
And what was the most recent one? Is it the September financials we were Julia was working on, and then Markeisha?
We don't have the September financials as of yet. Markeisha is attempting to get on the phone, but she is saying that her PIN doesn't work. I just got a text from her.
Oh. Fred, can you help us with that?
I'm trying to work on it. I don't have her email address for some reason. I'm going to see if I have her phone number and call
okay.
her directly.
If you need
I'll
anything,
let me know that we're working on
talk
it.
To us. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, so
Kamau also needs a pin.
Kamau had a pin, did he not, last time? He was here.
I did. I guess so. I will reiterate that he can use the same one. Just give me a second here. He's been he said that. Yeah, I'll just tell him that. Hang on a second.
Did I hear him say that he was here?
Right. So Julie let me use her pin, but I can go back and grab mine. I didn't realize it was a repeat situation every time. So I'm
okay. I'm sorry. We should have a little packet for new members. I apologize.
No worries. Thanks.
No worry. Thank you. So while that's going on, is there anyone else who has anything for the open session agenda?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, R. Paul.
This was brought up during the roll call. I think we have to probably discuss matters that have happened very recently regarding the membership of the committee.
I'm okay with that, so why don't we put that on the agenda? Thank you for that.
We also have minutes.
Yes, I saw that. Good. So we'll do minutes first. So, R. Paul, so is that the agenda, then minutes, discuss the membership on the committee, and then, or, you know, discuss what happened, and then go to closed session. Does that sound good to everyone?
No, financial report.
Go ahead, Susan. Oh, yes. Well, if we get Markeisha, yes.
Got it.
Okay, so let's make the – we'll do the minutes, then the financial report. Before we do that, we can do the minutes. Well, no, because we're going to start voting on things. We should put what is the committee and who is here and who should be voting. That should be the number one discussion. Let's do that. Then we'll go to minutes, and then we'll go to the financials. Anything else from anyone? I appreciate all of you helping me with this. As I said, I'm exhausted. It's been a difficult 3 days, and there's a couple more coming. Okay.
Point of information.
All right.
Yes. Who's that? Is that Sean? Hi, James. Go ahead.
So it sounds like with membership of the committee, minutes, and then financial report, there's not going to be any voting anyway. So I just want to make sure that was the case. It doesn't affect any motions on the floor.
Well, we do vote on approving the minutes. And you never know when something else will come up. But yeah, it's nothing that would be overwhelming. You know, minutes can always be amended later.
Okay, just checking.
Thank you, James. That's appreciated.
This is Stephanie, and Markeisha was able to get in.
Oh, good. Greetings, Markeisha. Thank you for coming.
Hello. Hello,
and
clapping, clapping. You. Welcome, Markeisha.
Hello.
And so we were discussing a financial report. Will you be able to do that, Markeisha? I know you're still getting settled.
I'm still getting settled. I'm working to get that for you guys.
Okay, well, perhaps... perhaps you could just give us an overview of where you're at and what you're working on. That'd be great. Uh-huh. And you know, we don't need a formal financial report.
Okay.
At this time. All right. Wonderful. So we'll have that on the agenda. Anything else from anyone else? R. Paul, do you want to read that back? Do you have that?
Yeah. Give me a second here. Take what I time. Have is. The proposed agenda would be, why don't we put in first convene meeting?
There you go.
Then roll call. Then committee membership issues.
But is an agenda first?
Is what we're doing now. Let's do that. Approve agenda.
Yeah.
So convene meeting, roll call, adopt agenda, committee membership issues, minutes, okay, financial report from National Business Manager, adjourn to closed session. Are we going to put any kind of time limits on any of this?
Why don't we say, if we haven't done it yet, you know, there's no reason we should take as long as I'm going to suggest, but why don't we say till 9:30 for those other matters and adjourn no later than 9:30 to the closed session?
Okay. So adjourn to closed session no later than 9:30.
And we can obviously do it sooner if we get there.
Okay. So
good.
Agenda would be convene meeting. We'll just leave time off that. Roll call, adopt agenda, committee membership issues, minutes. Well, why don't we reverse those? I think minutes will flush right through.
Yes.
Whereas, yeah, let me see if I did it this time. So adopt agenda minutes, committee membership issues, financial report from the National Business Manager, adjourn to closed session no later than 9:30 p.m. Eastern. So do
Sounds
you want
right
to make that motion?
Somebody I do.
Make the motion?
I'll make that motion, and I'll ask if there is any discussion, any objection. Hearing none, that's done. Okay. Then we go to minutes, correct?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Take your time. My apologies, and I appreciate our Paul being able to do this stuff on the fly, as it were.
All right. The first motion I have here is, I'm looking for exactly what it is. I move that we approve the minutes of the September, we approve the minutes of the public NFC meeting of September 20th, 2022.
Is there, I'm going to ask for discussion or corrections or additions. I have a point myself, R. Paul. There was a point in the minutes where you said, and now I'm blanking, someone was directed to do something. God, I don't have it in front of me. I wish I did.
How about this? Yes, PNB members have been directed to attend it, meaning that...
Yes, and I don't recall that they were actually directed to attend. It was maybe, you know, they were...
That's what was said. I don't, you know.
Is that what was that? Are those the words that were actually used?
Directed was definitely used. I noticed it.
Okay.
Too.
All right. If there's no other question about that, then you know, if there is any question in the future, anybody can amend this later. Okay. So, is there any objection to the minutes? Hearing none, we'll consider the minutes approved. Thank you very much, R. Paul. I know that's a lot of work. So that brings us to the discussion of membership on this committee. I guess I should venture to give a little introduction. The LSB at KPFK acted to bring in a new treasurer. And, you know, of course, treasurers are, the treasurers from each station are members of this committee. And so there is some controversy about whether they did it properly, mostly in terms of the noticing requirements. And so I think what I should do now is open the floor to anyone who wants to discuss this and see what everyone has to say.
This is Grace. I'd like to be recognized.
Well, Grace, I think we have to figure out whether you know, are properly here. Or let me just ask, is there any objection to having Grace be heard?
Mr. Chair, I think what we need is I'm seeing that the chair has made a decision on this, and I think we need to hear if the chair has, in fact, made a decision and what's going on about this, because it's a little bit complex right now.
Well, I'd like to be heard. Okay, I got you, Beth. I just want to respond to our Paul about where you're hearing that the chair has made a decision, because I think based on the information that I have now, I know what I think about this matter, but that's why I want to have some discussion so that I can become better informed and be sure that, you know, I have thought it through completely.
Respectfully, and with all the information. Not responsive. That's not responsive. Have you made a decision? Yes or no?
No.
Mac on the stack.
No. Go ahead. Well, now wait a minute. We had so our Paul, were you done?
For the moment.
Okay, and then Beth had requested the floor.
Thank you. Yes, the KPFK LSB voted at the October 16th regular LSB meeting to remove and replace the previous treasurer effective immediately, and to stand up an election for replacement treasurer, that the polls for the nominations opened immediately, the polls opened immediately following the meeting and were open until that Friday night at midnight. The teller tallied the vote. There were three nominations, one for Grace Aaron. Bella DeSoto nominated herself, and Kim Kaufman nominated herself. And there were concerns about the propriety of that that were brought up in the process of the election, and therefore the teller tallied the count both ways, counting both with including Kim Kaufman and not including Kim Kaufman. And on both counts, the count was the same. They both came out 15 in favor of Grace Aaron, and the other two candidates, or one candidate, depending on how you count, were considered defeated. And therefore, KPFK LSB announces that we have a new treasurer here with us tonight. We've seated Grace Aaron already. Thank you.
Point
of information, Mr. Chair.
Before you ask your point of information, I want to say someone is having an open microphone and they're saying something that sounded derogatory to me, and I wish they would close their microphone before they do that. I understand the urge. I do it myself sometimes. Point of information,
point
Susan?
Point of information? Yeah. You stated that you had made no decision. Is that correct?
Correct.
And yet, Kim Kaufman is not on this call, correct? So a decision was made for her to not be on the call?
No decision was made for her not to be on the call.
Then why is she not?
Hold on.
Yeah.
I was in the middle of a sentence there, and I heard two people trying to talk over me. What happened was that I was informed that the KPFK LSB had made a decision, and that Fred Blair, as he usually does, had provided the new treasurer with the PIN code to be on the call. And I will just say that, you know, the NFC does not decide its own membership. The membership of the NFC is set forth in the bylaws, and we have five members who are PNB directors who are elected by the PNB. We have five members who are the treasurers of the five stations, and under normal circumstances, we have an 11th member who is the CFO. We don't have an official CFO at this time, so we have 10 members, five and five, as we said. So that's why we have – go ahead.
To that point, the election at KPFK is being challenged to the PNB. I agree with
correct.
You that it is not the job of the NFC to make that adjudication. However, I would like the NFC minutes to reflect the fact that there is a challenge to the election based on faulty procedure, or the challenge of faulty procedure, and that that will be going before the PNB.
I believe that's correct. The previous treasurer has appealed to the NFC and to the PNB, and I guess also to the NFC, or else she just copied us. I don't have that language in front of me as to whether she's appealing to us, but I don't think we have the jurisdiction to decide the matter.
Hold on, everybody.
Hold on. Some people were asking for the stack. I couldn't hear them. Please let Susan finish, and then we'll take a stack. Finish, please, Susan.
Yeah. Kim alerted the NFC, and so did I. But there is a motion brought forward by Avelia Jones to the PNB.
Got it.
Okay. This is great for the staff.
Well, Grace, we have kind of a tricky question
I'm on
here.
The stack as well.
And Beth,
yeah,
back to the stack.
Our poll for stack.
Okay, hold on, everybody. hold on a minute. I got to start writing this down. All right, so I had initially heard Mac, and
yep.
I later heard our Paul and Beth. Who came first?
Grace. I asked for the
floor. Yeah, I heard you, Grace. We have to decide about whether you...
I would challenge
that's
that.
What I want to address.
Hold on, Grace, please. I'm trying to figure out the order between Beth and our Paul. Which one spoke first?
I think Grace is a point of order takes precedent.
But
I don't know that you can recognize her.
Yeah, exactly. We haven't decided whether we can recognize her. So let's go. Beth, please.
What a clown show.
I'm not going to recognize the point of order. I'm just trying to find out if Beth or our Paul spoke first. Can we figure that out between the two of you?
I don't care. I can go second.
All right. I'm just going to say Beth and then our Paul because I think it was somewhat simultaneous. Okay. So let's go first to Mac because he asked for the stack before anyone else spoke. So go ahead, Mac.
As the chair has acknowledged, this meeting is held pending an adjudication of the legality of the bylaws of the election of the putative treasurer from K. I question whether we even have a quorum. There's pending an adjudication of whether or not Grace, whatever her name is in fact the treasurer and is therefore a member of the NFC. I don't know how we can proceed.
Well, when we determined quorum and took roll without counting Grace, we had a quorum. So there's no question that we have a quorum.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I thought you had counted Grace. I still raised any objection to her being heard as a member of the committee based on that same premise.
Understood. I understand. Is that all, or do you have anything else?
I may think of something in a minute, but for now.
Okay, I get that. Okay, now we have the question of whether Grace can be recognized. So I guess this is where we come down to it. So now we have to discuss whether Grace can be recognized.
Wait a minute, is the rest of the stack suspended or something?
Pardon me? Well, I don't know. The question is Grace here properly? And is that part of our jurisdiction or and therefore
that's
Grace doesn't get this? Hello, please.
Well,
please.
Hold on, people.
Hold on. We're not going to have crosstalk. We can't do that. We can't do this you know, without things just falling apart, unless we maintain the discipline. So Arpal asked a question.
Did I have a point of order?
Answer it. Okay, well, Arpal got there first with a question. I'm going to answer his question as best I can, and then if you have a point of order, I'll come to that. So, Arpal, your question was, would you please rephrase it for me?
Well, the first question is, do we have a stack going on here? There is also, I mean, without a stack, I think we may be getting ahead of ourselves, but the membership of who is actually a member undisputably is pretty clear. And if you're going to have a discussion about is someone a valid member, I don't think the person can participate in that if there's such a question. In other words, only members can call a point of order.
Okay, but if there's not a question, or if, you know, I would have to rule whether there is or is not a question, then that person could be recognized. So that's why I said now we're down to it. Now we're down to the brass tacks, because Grace has asked to be recognized, and there's the question. So we have to decide whether Grace can be recognized, and I will have to make a ruling at this point. So
I don't get to address that. I'm on the
staff. Well,
no.
Well, Beth, I think. Hold on, Beth, please. Hold on. And whoever's making those comments under their breath has to stop doing that. That's not appropriate. Just chill out, relax. Everybody will get a chance to speak. So, yes, everyone will get to address this. But, you know, and how we will do it is if I make a ruling, then, you know, I will speak first to explain my ruling. Then we can have other people speak on the ruling. We can take two against and two for if we decide to do that. And then I will speak again on the ruling. And then we'll proceed. You know, we'll have, you know, people want to object to the ruling, we'll have to have a vote on it. It's pretty straightforward. So I think that's where we are. So I guess I will now make a ruling, and my ruling is that, and again, as I said before, I want to get a full debate on this, and that's what we're doing. But to have a full debate, we have to have a starting point, and this will be it. My ruling would be that it is not up to the NFC to make a judgment on this matter. The NFC, as I discussed earlier, our membership is determined by the bylaws. We have the five treasurers, and we have the five PMB representatives and the CFO when available. So now the KPFK LSB has spoken and said that the previous treasurer is no longer the treasurer, and they have a new treasurer. And so as far as the NFC is concerned, the LSB has played its role in establishing a treasurer, and that's the person they're sending to us. I understand that there's a controversy about that. I think I understand that, you know, the controversy involves the notice that was given in this matter. But nonetheless, the LSB has spoken and it has sent us what they purport to be their treasurer. And I don't know, you know, I don't think it's in our jurisdiction to say, no, that's not. If that question is going to be appealed as it is, that appeal will have to be taken to the PNB, not the NFC. So that's my ruling. And now I would like to. Why don't we have two, four, and two?
Point of order.
Go ahead.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. The chair has made an argument, but not really given us just a flat out ruling.
Ruling. Okay.
You know, there is someone here who some folks say is the treasurer. So, and is a member of this committee. So what the chair is making a ruling, which, by the way, would challenge in and of itself, but make a ruling so we can appeal it and deal with it.
Okay, with apologies, I thought I did make a ruling, which is that the KPFK LSB has spoken, and they have sent us a different treasurer in the person of Grace Aaron, and I'm ruling that that is the status at the moment. So that means she is now the appropriate person to represent KPFK on this committee because their LSB has sent her to us.
I appeal the ruling of the chair.
Okay. And now we're going to have an appeal. I guess, how does that go? I speak first and then.
Okay.
We get
the way
two,
this
two
works.
From each side.
Well, hold on. The way this works is, yes, the chair gets to go first to explain his ruling, and then members get to go once each. There's no such thing as, you know, the chair, if the chair wants to try and limit it to two, we can have a debate about that too, because really we get to have more than two people on each side talk about this. And then after that, we get to the vote on the appeal. Well, after everybody else has talked, the chair gets to go a second time, and that closes all debate. And then we go to vote on it, which we can explain later on, which is different from the usual thing. But yeah, right now we should have people able. Well, the chair should go, then people go.
Okay, I will just say that on the PNB, it is frequently the practice or the precedent, I guess, that sometimes the debate is limited to two on each side, and then the chair speaks again, and then they go to the vote. I would like to have a full discussion here, as full a discussion as possible. So I'm going to just allow everyone to speak once, and then I will speak again. And I believe I can skip the explanation because, as Arpal pointed out, I already made the argument for the ruling in making the ruling. So I will now go to how do we do this, Arpal? Is it you go to the opposition first?
You just say who wants to talk about this, and people say.
And everybody speaks once.
Yes, everybody else gets to speak only once now.
Okay, so I'll open the floor now to anyone who wants to comment.
Arpal,
this is Grace. I'd like to be recognized.
Okay, Arpal. Well, Grace, that's what we're deciding here.
No,
whether you can be recognized.
Okay, as you just ruled, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
It's not the prerogative of this committee to decide who the treasurer of KPFK is. Therefore, because I have been elected treasurer of KPFK, I must be seated on this committee until it is adjudicated that that's an improper
point of order.
Procedure.
Point of order.
Okay.
The chair is entertaining someone whose membership is questionable and is making an argument.
Okay, yes.
We have an appeal of the ruling of the chair to discuss now.
So, and I agree, Grace. We're talking about the appeal of the ruling of the chair, and I think we have to do that first, and then, you know, we can proceed. So, for now, I'm going to say that until we've decided the appeal of this ruling of the chair, that Grace, you should not speak, and I understand that itself is an appealable matter and will be determined in the future by either the PNB or the LSB of KPFK. But for now, let's just say that this is a question, and I'm going to ask if there's anyone else other than Grace who wants the stack, and I got our Paul. Anyone else? Let me just do this, our Paul. Get a stack.
I was already on the stack. This is Beth.
No, we're going to get a new stack.
Well, please put me on the stack. I'm trying to address this.
I've got you on the stack now. Thank you. Anyone else?
Mac on the stack.
Got you, Mac. Anyone else?
James, I think we probably all want to speak on it. I might be mistaken. This is Chris.
All right, I'll put you on the stack, Chris. So let's go. Let's take those four first, and then others can speak up when they're ready. R. Paul, go ahead.
Okay. There are two issues here. One is the removal of the treasurer. And unfortunately, the Pacifica bylaws you know, talk about making sausage years and years ago, really aren't worded quite properly. So it is arguable about the removal. Okay. However, it's really not arguable regarding the non-notice of election. I mean, we have elections in Pacifica all over the place, and they are required to be noticed, and Robert's Rules requires that they be noticed. So there isn't really – I don't see any kind of a question of the election being legal. You have to give notice. There isn't any half notice or something like that. And, you know, let's look at this. Apparently, this got done very suddenly. Kim Kaufman, apparently, I don't think got any notice about this before she got hit at that meeting. And really, it's very simple. There was no notice. That's not legal. It's it doesn't fly with Robert's Rules of Order. Article 16 of the bylaws says we have to go by Robert's Rules of Order. And while the removal can be argued, I see no argument for the alleged election of somebody. You have to give notice. Even if it weren't in the in Roberts and all of that, really, do we want to really endorse the idea that people can, you know, slam things around like this? Because it's going to get chaotic. So I would say that the alleged election at KPFK of a new treasurer was completely out of order due to no notice, and that's it. It's a simple question. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Beth.
Yes. I think it's plain that the KPFK local station board has made its decision. I just emailed the motion that was passed to everyone here, so you can see the wording. notice is necessary for a disciplinary procedure, but this was not a disciplinary procedure. And wherever they differ, if you have to determine which rules between Roberts or the bylaws, it's the bylaws that trump Roberts. And our bylaws say that any officer may be removed either with or without cause by the board at any regular or special meeting thereof. And I cite the citation. The motion itself was whereas a majority of sitting KPFK LSB members agree that the interests of KPFK and Pacifica would be better served by someone other than the current KPFK treasurer, Ms. Kim Kaufman. Therefore, be it resolved that Ms. Kaufman shall be removed from the position of KPFK treasurer and shall cease to be KPFK treasurer effective immediately. Be it further resolved that an election to replace the KPFK treasurer shall commence at the earliest opportunity using standard Pacifica election processes consistent with Pacifica bylaws conducted by known and trusted Pacifica tellers, including but not limited to Mr. Terry Goodman. It was Mr. Goodman set up an election process immediately following this meeting. Because we've all gone to teleconference voting now, an election process takes close to a full week. It opened, I don't know whether it was that night or maybe it was the next morning, and didn't close until Friday. And so even those LSB members who were not present at the time, had every opportunity not only to vote, but to write in their own writing candidate if they so chose. And Mr. Goodman provided both counts in case we wanted to debate the issue. And on both counts, the outcome was identical. Both counts determined that Grace Aaron was to be the new treasurer representing KPFK. And I would I agree with the ruling of the chair that it's the prerogative of the local station board to determine who represents it as treasurer or any other office, and that it's not within the purview of this committee to adjudicate that. And that until and unless the PNB reverses the decision of the KPFK LSB, it behooves, it's necessary for the NFC to recognize the decision of the local station board. Otherwise, you're denying the local station board representation, adequate representation on this committee, and in the decisions made by this committee recommended or referred up to the PNB, and that's decidedly unfair. If this is to be adjudicated, it won't be here. It will be at the PNB. And I would point out, too, that we referred, as soon as there were questions following the initiation of the election, we contacted Mr. Tatum and Mr. Goodman and discussed with both of them together how best to proceed. That's when Mr. Goodman let us know that he would provide counts both ways, so that it, and that, and he said very clearly it was not for him to decide. He would provide the information and it would be up to the LSB to decide. We did that. We debated this info with the presence of Mr. Tatum, with the participation of Mr. Tatum the following Sunday. That's 2 days ago. And the LSB as a whole determined that our new treasurer is Grace Aaron, and she has been sent here tonight to represent KPFK. I think this committee has an obligation to recognize the decision made by the LSB, and if there's to be a challenge, it has to be elsewhere. Otherwise, are you suggesting that Biden shouldn't be seated until after Mr. Trump is satisfied that everything was kosher with his last? I mean, it's absurd.
Okay. Are you done, Beth?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Next, we have Mac.
Everything the previous speaker, her entire recitation of events does nothing but confirm R. Paul's objection to the entire thing. We're all on the same page that this is pending adjudication by the PNB. The NFC is not governed by the LSB, by the KPFK LSB, or any other LSB. We are governed by, we are a committee of the LSB. I'm sorry, you got me wound up. We are a committee of the Pacific National Board, and that board will determine whether or not this Grace, I'm sorry, I forget her last name, is in fact duly elected as treasurer and therefore a member, a de facto member of this committee. And if you want to talk about January 6th, this sounds like a coup, but we don't get to decide that. That's a decision for the PNB. I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you, Mac. Okay, I think now we go to Chris.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to concur with Mac on this as well, but I think in particular the notice requirements are the most troubling. I mean, I'd love to ask questions, but questions and answers in this sort of format are not really they don't work very well. So, I'd be interested in anybody contradicting this. But, if you give good notice for an open seat of a treasurer, then people the treasury is a particularly unusual seat, right? Because you don't actually have to be a member of the LSB to run for that seat. You can run as treasurer from outside of the LSB. But how would anybody from outside of KPFK's LSB know that there was a notice? I'm puzzled as to how that would happen. Therefore, anybody who was possibly thinking about running for that seat, how would they have known that that seat was actually open and been able to run for it unless it had been noticed? So I think that, I don't have any objection to the removal of Kim Kaufman. I don't think that I'm in a position to object to that. The LSB decided that, and that's their decision. it seems to me that the election was improper, just based on what evidence has been given tonight. I don't, and like I say, if there's additional evidence that I'm not hearing, I'd certainly like to hear it, but this isn't a Q&A. It's just an opportunity to make statements. So thank you.
Thank you, Chris. And so now that's the stack that we had. Is there anyone else who hasn't spoken who would like to be recognized? Okay, hearing none.
Sorry, I was just taking a while to get my mute off.
Go ahead.
This is McFadden.
Oh, a little bit before you go, let me just see if there's anybody else who wants to speak. Go ahead, McFadden.
So I just want to make sure, no matter how this is decided, we're not deciding anything much tonight anyway, except like, are we going to pass the meeting minutes? So is this kind of like a big discussion all about nothing? Or is there something, is there some big decision that's going to happen later in our closed session? Is this a lot of, what is it, much ado about nothing in the end? Because the person who's not seated or seated just listens in and there's not much really happening. That's all I'm wondering. And if are we just kind of spinning our wheels and then it's going to get sorted out by the PNB later. I'm kind of confused about this whole thing.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah. I want to go on the stack just simply to comment on what James McFadden asked. I think that in the closed session, nothing of import will be dealt with. But in the open session, but in the closed session, we might have some very important matters. And the validity of this vote will matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Anyone else? Okay, so that brings it back to me. So I will speak again, and I will simply say again that I do not believe that the NFC has the jurisdiction or the authority to rule on this matter. Some have said that they're not sure if they have all the facts. I, for one, am not sure that I have all the facts, but even if I did have all the facts, I'm not sure that the NFC is the place to resolve this. I think the KPFK LSB has acted, and if there is going to be a disagreement about that, which we've heard that there will be, then we have to wait for the PNB to decide on that. But for now, our direction, our membership, those who determine who represents them is KPFK. And if they may have, you know, it may turn out to be true that they made some procedural errors in how they determined that. And so things may change in the future. And if the PNB decides that they acted improperly, then they can overrule this situation. But it's not for us to decide that. So I'm just stating again what I stated before. I think that our membership is determined by the LSBs of the five stations. The LSB of KPFK has made a determination in this matter. And until and unless the PNB overrules the KPFK LSB, it's not up to us to determine who is or isn't the treasurer from KPFK. Just not in our, it's not in our jurisdiction, I think. And, you know, we can think of this in terms of court cases and, you know, you can get a stay pending an appeal and, you know, things remain the same until the Supreme Court has spoken or else maybe they don't. Things change until the Supreme Court says, no, that was not the right way to do it. But that's not this situation. We are a foundation. We're run by Robert's Rules. And our own bylaws, and our bylaws specifically say that the the LSBs to determine who their own treasurer is. And again, I don't know who it is, but it's I'm hearing someone, a running commentary under what I'm saying, and I'm going to be generous and say that that person doesn't know they have an open microphone, but I wish that they would not leave the microphone open like that. So,
Mr. Chair, call the question?
Yes. Well, there's no need to call the question. Everybody spoke, and then I spoke last, and now we go to the vote. So the vote is on the chair's ruling. Go ahead, Arpaul, if you can say it.
The motion is to appeal the ruling of the chair. Now, pardon me. Now, the way this works is a vote of yes upholds the ruling of the chair. And does anybody need me to go back and say what the chair's ruling is? I'll assume not.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so what happens is, a yes vote is to uphold the ruling of the chair. A no vote is to overturn the ruling of the chair. And the way to phrase the start of this is, shall the chair's ruling be upheld? Please answer when you hear your name, Chris Corey.
No.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
As the director from KPFK.
Elizabeth Von Gunten, please give us a
vote yes.
Kamau Harris.
Yes.
Julie Hewitt. Julie Hewitt.
Abstain.
I have Kim Kaufman. Arpaul Martin. No. James McFadden.
Pass.
James Pass. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Nope.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
Susan Young.
No.
Okay, going back, it's James McFadden.
Yes. So,
okay, 4-4, one against, one abstention. It's a tie vote. With the way appeals work, the chair's ruling is thereby upheld.
Thank you, Arpaul. So that means for this meeting and until the PMB or the KPFK LSB changes its mind or the PMB rules on it, for now, we're going to accept Grace Aaron as a member representing KPFK as their treasurer. So now we need to go back to where we were when this question came up, and we were creating, well, I guess we don't really need to go back to that because we've more or less decided the question. So
James?
I think, yes.
I have a question. This is Chris Corey. Have we taken roll yet? I missed it, probably.
Well, we did take roll, the name of Kim Kaufman was called and the name of Grace Aaron was not called. So that's a good question. How do we address that at this point?
Well, I wasn't there for the roll call either.
All right. I know Chris Corey wasn't here. If I can do it again if the chair wants.
Does
the chair want the roll called again?
It'll only take
20 seconds.
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay. Please answer up when you hear your name for this roll call. Chris Corey.
Here.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Here.
Kamau Harris.
Here.
Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Arpaul Martin here. James McFadden. James McFadden.
Here. Sorry, here.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
I guess I'm here.
James Sagerton.
Here.
Susan Young.
Here.
And that's 10, and that is certainly a quorum.
Very good. Thank you, R. Paul. Okay. I think what was the next item on the agenda, R. Paul? This is where we get a financial report.
Yes, this one is, one second, financial report from the National Business Manager.
Thank you. Markeisha, are you still with us? Are you ready?
I'm here.
Thank you for enduring our the debate there. Go ahead, say whatever you need, you'd like to say about the situation.
Well, I'm currently still trying to make heads or tails of everything, trying to wrap my head around things. But the majority of my time is being spent with fielding phone calls from the bill collectors. That takes a lot of it's interesting that I guess when Julia did all the transitions, they did get the number. And so now the calls that she was getting every day, I'm getting every day. And I know it's easy to say don't take the calls, but it's just overwhelming with all the bill collectors for the network. So I don't have an actual financial report because, like I said, I'm still trying to gather that information. And the issue with that is that because NETA was using two systems, they were using their MAS and they were using Great Plains, now I'm having to combine the reports and things that they were using and bring everything back over to Great Plains. So that's been causing a bit of a delay, but I am definitely working on that. The other thing I've been really, well, I don't think I can talk about that in at this part. So Stephanie and I have been really working really close together as well, trying to figure things out. There's some financial struggles, as you all know, and I don't know how much of that I can say in open session, so I'll refrain. Stephanie, do you want to say anything?
Yeah, I mean, again, what we've been kind of focusing on in particular over the last couple of weeks is just making sure, you know, trying to figure out cash on hand, working very closely with all of the general managers and the program directors. Everyone is in fund drive mode right now, and the fund drives are moving forward. Some are, you know, not going as well as anticipated. Others are doing okay. And so we've really been just trying to deal with trying to get income in as much as we can, and again negotiating with different vendors on payment plans and renegotiating dollar amounts that are owed, possibly if we can, you know, lessen them somewhat, and really just taking a close look at what we have with cash on hand. As of today, we have roughly $133,608 cash on hand across the different networks, and our total aged payables is $1,947,537. That includes unpaid central services. With aged payables without central services is roughly about $857,870. So it's really just kind of that balancing act, you know, as we've said before, we're rich in assets but poor in cash. And although we are, you know, working on with the general managers on, you know, what we need to do to work on the programming grid and increase our listenership, all of those long-term goals are still definitely being worked on a daily basis. But we also need to, of course, focus on the issues of the lack of cash and the immediate need to meet payroll and health benefits and a lot of those expenses that are vital to keep the company moving forward.
Thank you, Stephanie. I would like to say thank you also to Markeisha, and I have spent a long time talking to Julia about the dynamics of what you're experiencing now with the constant communication with the bill collectors and the vendors that are due payment. And you have my sympathy and my appreciation for what you're doing.
This is Grace.
You're also working very hard on that.
I'm sorry. This is Grace with a request for information.
Go ahead, Grace.
It is my understanding
that financial matters are not confidential at all. In other words, amounts of money owed, income brought in, none of that should be kept confidential. Confidential information is restricted to personnel matters and negotiations, proprietary information, such as real estate negotiations or something like that, that are in the process of negotiation. Financial information, including income and including payables, to my understanding, is not confidential. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm asking a question. I think the public should get. I'm asking you as chair, and I think that the public should get as much information as possible. I'm asking Markeisha if she has any other information to please impart it to us, as it's my understanding that it's not confidential, but if I'm mistaken, please correct me.